You know, we lost Mackenzie Epperson last year, and she was probably one of our harder hitters on the floor. But this summer, I noticed we've had two or three that'll step up, and they're hitting about as hard as she was whenever we got done. So I would say overall, we just have more options.
Do you feel like we talk about this every year, the program taking a step? Do you feel like it's right there that the girls just kind of need to have that belief that they can make that step this year?
Yeah, you don't always see it transition from summer, but based on what we saw this summer, it was the highest level that I think we've been playing at. So we're ready to make the step. We'll see if the girls put it into motion.
We have this discussion every single year. Some of it is about just the belief of making that step, and some of it is just becoming more solid in all aspects of the game. And if you're more solid on passing, more solid on hitting, not as many unforced errors, all that stuff adds up, doesn't it?
It definitely does. The girls have goals in mind with passing and with hitting, trying to limit errors but still be aggressive. And so we kind of individualize what those goals look like. They've done a really good job of managing it. But you're spot on with it being belief as well. So I truly believe that winning kind of leads to more winning and vice versa.
I kind of felt like in the area last year, you talked about making that step as kind of, not that Trenton's new program, but you're still trying to make that step to, a little bit higher level program. I felt like South Harrison made a step last year. They had a really, really nice season. You kind of look at them as a guide and say, let's see if we can improve at the level that South Harrison did a season ago.
Yeah, South Harrison definitely played well last year. They helped. They had one girl there in the middle, and she was definitely a dominating force. But they're really well coached, and their girls get after it. I know they've been dabbling a little bit in club ball, and so they're going to be a good opponent for us. But I hope that we're back up at that level again.
So, in just counting the girls, it looked like 25 to me. Is that an accurate number?
So we have 25 in the gym right now. I believe with everyone next week, we have a foreign exchange student coming in. I believe that's going to be playing with us. And we have three not in the gym right now. So I think our numbers right now are at 29.
What does that say about the Trent program and its ability to get better, that the interest is there?
The interest is definitely there. And our youth program has been really big too. So we're trying to do some younger kids stuff. I know that our GHRA program here in the community is, we've just started volleyball. So they'll see some information coming out for fifth and sixth graders here about Christmas time. We'll be sending more information out about that. And just the kids kind of want to get involved. So we're starting to see it at younger and younger ages, and having 30 kids in the gym is pretty awesome.
How much are the young kids, just you talk about depth in the program, how much are the young kids in the program pushing for varsity playing time with some of the more established kids? Is that happening a little bit more with your program, that you feel like depth is improving?
Normally it is. Overall, I feel like our younger kids are better than we have been in the past, but at the same time, we have 8 seniors out right now, and so we're pretty heavy seniors on our varsity level. Right now, I think we've got one junior. We only have one junior in the gym, and then we have one sophomore playing varsity for us. So
when you talk with the seniors, what do they want to accomplish in their senior year? What are the goals that have been up for discussion this week?
Well, I know district banner is always kind of there, but the big ones, I think they'd really like to go 500. I've heard that one thrown around a little bit, but I think we would just like to play at a level that's high energy and fun to come watch, and the girls can just enjoy the season. That's something we're pushing for.
Yeah, and one of the discussions we had last year is when you end up in a really competitive match and then you hit that stretch in the match where you give up about 12 points in a row, and those are really tough to come back from. How much of importance have you put on avoiding those kind of dead spots in the matches where things can go south quickly?
So that's where our individual priorities kind of fall. So, not letting kids hit more than one out of five out of bounds, and just being smarter about when we're in position and not in position, making sure we're controlling serve receives. So, it may not be a perfect serve receive, but at least we're putting the ball back up and in play.
One of the things I saw on your board over there was, especially at the varsity level, to become better with situational awareness. When it's appropriate to be aggressive and go for a kill, when it's appropriate, just keep the play alive. Is that one of the things that you're really stressing, especially with the older girls?
Yeah, it is. And it's not just keeping the play alive, but there's other ways to attack other than just hitting the snot out of the ball. Sometimes we just all want to get up there and just try and hit the guts out of the middle of the ball. And And then we end up getting the ball dug up on us. And so a lot of times you can just, if you start to find openings after you hit hard, defenses start to play back like you're going to hit hard, and all of a sudden things become open. Well, they'll count the score if the ball hits the ground. So it doesn't really matter how it gets there.
Do you have a jamboree that you're going to be in here over the next handful of days?
We do. I believe it is the 22nd. We're going to Carrollton. Okay. So I think it's the 22nd.
What will you be looking for in jamboree action to kind of get you ready for the regular season?
I'll be really interested to see how we manage our hitting goals, making sure that we're not having so many errors right off the bat, but we're still seeing super aggressive play. We've been really pushing defense this season, so we're trying to keep those rallies a little longer and see sprawling. So I'd like to see the girls just get on the floor and get after it.